Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Tuesday, January 31st, it's the end of the first month of 2023. Boy, that really went by quickly, didn't it? So much happening in January. Always a fun, busy month. Got kids' sports, NFL playoffs, starting to watch a little more college basketball, NBA trade deadline rapidly approaching. Oh, and oh, by the way, if you tune into The Herd today, you'll see a Seahawks logo on the side of my head. But I do not want to talk about that. There are too many good sports topics. It's not always about me. I mean, kind of is, but just not all the time, like now. We'll get to the Lakers. They lost, but there's good news. We'll get to Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's much. Big coaching move in the NFL. We'll get to that shortly. I think we have to start here. Brock Purdy suffered the injury to his elbow on the sixth play offensively for the Niners Sunday. He tried to go. He could not throw the ball down the field. It was only dink and dunk, and the Eagles knew it. It was not a game in the second half. Once Josh Johnson got concussed, actually, once Josh Johnson fumbled down 14-7 late first half, that was the game right there. But I got a lot of, why isn't Purdy being tough and throwing the ball? There was a lot of that negativity swirling on social media. I'm not going to call anybody out, but Purdy was kind of getting hit hard, questioning his toughness. Well, he's sitting there. Well, he's taking snaps. He's handing off. He's throwing screen passes. Why is he throwing down the field? What's going on? Is he soft? Well, we now know Brock Purdy suffered a complete tear of his UCL, and he's going to be out six months at least after surgery. Best case scenario is Brock Purdy will avoid Tommy John surgery. San Francisco 49ers fans, Kyle Shanahan, you just went through this. It's like Groundhog Day in San Francisco. Last year, heading into the offseason, you had Trey Lance, who didn't do much. You had Jimmy Garoppolo, who got you to the NFC Championship game. And then Garoppolo needed surgery in the offseason. So you went and thinking, all right, Trey Lance is the guy. Garoppolo's the backup. Trey Lance gets hurt. Garoppolo goes in. Garoppolo starts winning. Garoppolo gets hurt. Brock Purdy comes in. Brock Purdy goes 7-0 as a starter in games he finished. And then busts his UCL. So the situation for the 49ers now, just let this sink in for a second. Brock Purdy will not be ready. We're talking, you know, let's say he gets surgery this week. 6 months. Maybe he's ready for the preseason. But I mean, that's like absolute best case scenario if he's got like a bionic elbow the way Patrick Mahomes has a bionic ankle. I don't guess that's the case. Brock Purdy probably will not be ready to start the season. As such, your starter, week one, San Francisco 49ers is Jimmy. No, Jimmy Garoppolo is not coming back. He's not. He's a free agent coming off a broken foot. So your starter, week one, San Francisco 49ers fans is Trey Lance, who, oh, by the way, coming off a broken fibula and ankle surgery. Oh, my gosh. And I do want to nip this in the bud. I saw a lot of silliness on Monday. Hey, 49ers, hey, they can't get, the quarterbacks are always getting hurt. They should bring in Brady. He's never hurt. Yeah, that's the answer. Let's go get the guy who's going to turn 46 years old in August. Let's bring Tom Brady in to solve our problems, pay money for a quarterback, and then you can have, oh, I don't know, Purdy is the third stringer, Trey Lance is the backup, and we go to the Super Bowl. Like it's a given that they would go to the Super Bowl with Brady in year one. Folks, that just feels like a non-starter. I'm on board with the Niners in their plan. Do the quarterback on the cheap, unless you have a Mahomes or a Burrow. I guess Josh Allen is in that category. We briefly touched on him yesterday. There's a handful of guys, yes, you pay. Just about everyone else, under suspicion of, is he worth that money? There was a report that Daniel Jones was seeking, I'm sure it came from his agent, $30 to $40 million a year. Like, if you're the Giants and you hear that, you're instantly like, wait. Daniel Jones making Dak Prescott money when I don't even know if Dak Prescott's worth Dak Prescott money. I'm just saying, I like the 49ers strategy. Let me quickly call up the 49ers free agents for next season because they're not going to have a problem paying them because they ain't paying Trey Lance anything. And they're not really paying Jimmy Garoppolo anything because he's gone. And Brock Purdy is a seventh-round pick. So just to go over right now, the free agents for the Niners, free safety Jimmy Ward, who's 31 and a half years old. Samson Ekubam, he's a defensive end, 27 years old. Mosley, the cornerback, he's pretty good, 26. McGlinchey, the right tackle from Notre Dame, who he was not great this year. He's kind of a weak link on the offensive line. Shahir, the linebacker, he's pretty good. Robbie Gould, the kicker. Don't have to spend a lot there. And then you've got role players, Hyder on the defensive line, Croft, the tight end, Gibson in the secondary. But, like, again, none of your big-time heavy hitters are free agents, folks. You got to be excited. You automatically know the 49ers, as long as they can get passable to above-average quarterback play, which is what Kyle Shanahan has delivered throughout his career, whether it was RG3, Nick Mullins, Matt Ryan, he can turn water into wine at the quarterback position. Now, listen. I know you guys are saying, what about Josh Johnson? Come on, let's not go overboard, okay? As long as you can get that in that division where we know the Cardinals are rebuilding, in an NFC that is super down, where arguably the third best team this year was Minnesota, who won every one-score game and otherwise are not very good. Folks, as long as they get passable quarterback play, the San Francisco 49ers are going to be right back in the hunt for the NFC Championship. We know the Eagles are going to be there. I don't know who else you trust in the NFC. Those were very clearly the two best teams in the NFC. Very clearly. And after that, it's like, okay, maybe the Lions can make a run. And, you know, who else is there? Nobody in the NFC South. If Brady goes to the AFC, if Tom Brady goes to the Raiders, I'll stick by predicting that. Go to reunite with Josh McDaniels. Who are the quarterbacks you fear in the NFC, guys? It's crazy how quickly all of the power, and I mean all of it, is in the AFC. I'll just rattle off the quarterbacks in the NFC outside of San Fran and Philly. Dak Prescott, Daniel Jones, Sam Howell, Justin Fields, Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers for now, Kirk Cousins, Desmond Ridder, Sam Darnold, Andy Dalton. I'm just going to put TBD by Tampa because I have no idea who that could be. Arizona ain't Kyler Murray. He's not going to start the season, that's for sure. Matt Stafford will be healthy. Matt Stafford, I guess, would probably be, and the Rams would probably be the third best team in the NFC. And then you've got Geno Smith in Seattle. Folks, I'm just saying, like, the San Francisco team is going to be fine. I know they're going through Groundhog Day with Brock Purdy and Trey Lance, but ultimately, the 49ers are going to be fine.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Which brings me to the next quarterback situation in the NFC, which I kind of hate talking about because it involves my Jets. But guys, we've talked about this for a long time. The New York Jets are one of these sad sack franchises that basically can do no right. And because they can do no right, they're getting used. They're absolutely getting used. Hey, we might trade you, Aaron Rodgers. We could always trade you to the Jets. They're desperate. You know, the Jets are becoming the Cleveland Browns. It's embarrassing, really. Some of you guys don't know what this is like. Franchises that have had a quarterback forever, like Green Bay Packers fans. My buddy Ryan is a big-time Packers honk. He doesn't know what it's like to need a quarterback. You had Brett Favre followed by Aaron Rodgers. I know you only have two Super Bowls during that 25 years, but you're in the mix. You're a playoff team practically every year because you have a franchise quarterback. I don't know what that's like as a Jets fan. They have the longest playoff drought currently in the NFL. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. And as such, we're getting used. When you have a pathetic owner like Woody Johnson, you get used. And I know I shouldn't be going in on Woody Johnson like that, but come on, guys. By all accounts, he is one of the worst owners in the NFL, if not the worst. I mean, Daniel Snyder, obviously. Okay, Daniel Snyder's the worst. But Woody Johnson is right there among just clueless, inept, desperate, reaching, never can make the right decisions. I was texting people close to the Jets, I'll just say, and saying, why would Saleh hire Hackett? Well, it wasn't a Saleh decision. So basically, Woody Johnson came to him and said, we need to make a move. You guys lost the final six games of the season. I don't think he would put it fire somebody, you're gone. It's only year two. I mean, listen, I wouldn't put it past him, but Woody Johnson is a billionaire, and these billionaires think they rule the world and want to make irrational decisions. And basically, he decided to bring on Nathaniel Hackett in hopes that they could get Aaron Rodgers. You know who did that last year? Denver. Hired Hackett as the head coach. How'd that work out? Oh, they fired Hackett before the season ended. And now they're going through an embarrassing coaching search where they went after Jim Harbaugh. And Harbaugh seemed to be amenable, but then they went after Sean Payton. And Harbaugh, I'm told, was super angry that he wasn't the belle of the ball and that they were showing attention to Sean Payton. This is very high school stuff. I know, and I'm not even making this up. But not that I would ever make it up, but folks, Jim Harbaugh was unhappy that Denver showed interest in someone other than Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh knows Michigan's not pushing him out for anything. Michigan will come and, oh yes, Jim, what can we do for you now? Can we give you a raise, Jim? Why do you think Harbaugh has always been connected to Miami? Stephen Ross kisses his ass. Stephen Ross, Michigan guy. Oh, Harbaugh, winner. Gotta love Jim Harbaugh. So good. And Denver had the temerity to express interest in Sean Payton. And then they brought in Quinn, and then they brought in D'Amico Ryans. Well, folks, unless they land D'Amico Ryans, I don't know what Denver's plan is. Because the Sean Payton thing, that's obviously not going to happen. Jim Harbaugh pulled his name out about 2 weeks ago. And what happened last week? When it appeared Payton was gone, and Dan Quinn went back to Dallas, and D'Amico Ryans started leaning Houston, then what happened? Take a guess. Denver flew to Harbaugh to try to convince him in a last-ditch effort. Well, I don't know that that's going to be enough. That's just my gut. I don't know where Denver turns. I can't imagine David Shaw, who the Stanford coach, I can't imagine him coming back to that. But stranger things have happened. You know, I mean, listen, when you got a billionaire throwing around $20 million, if you're David Shaw, how do you say no to 20 mil? Now, I don't know if 20 mil is going to be the number, but just interesting to me that Denver could have gone from Harbaugh or Payton, it's looking good, to, ooh, our third and fourth options just fell through. What on earth do we do? So, I mean, I heard all this stuff with Aaron Rodgers in Denver last year. I don't want it in New York. So then the question is, well, Jay, what do you want? I want some competency drafting a quarterback, something we haven't had in a long time, but that's a little bit too much to ask for. Joe Douglas has hit a couple home runs in the draft, totally whiffed on Mekhi Becton, and it looks like Zach Wilson's a whiff. By the way, what do they do with Zach Wilson? It sounds like in their scenario, if they get Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson would be the backup and would get to learn at the altar of Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers loves working with young guys, right? I mean, he loves working with all those Green Bay young guys. Hangs out with them all the time, right? Yeah, he's just such a great leader. Gosh, it's just pissing me off that Aaron Rodgers is in the mix for the Jets. It just doesn't make sense. The better solution, I would go, I know he gets hurt all the time. I know he's injured every other year seemingly. But to me, Jimmy Garoppolo makes sense. And to me, Derek Carr makes sense. Those are the two guys I would rather have over 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, turns 40 in December. And I just want to put it out there. Aaron Rodgers has gotten extremely prickly and ornery with the media in the last, I don't know, year or two. I guess he's getting the late career Brett Favre stuff. Do you remember that drugs commercial in the 80s where the parent comes in the kid's room and goes, I found these drugs. Where did you learn this? Kid goes, I learned it by watching you. Classic 80s commercial, drugs. Look it up on YouTube if you have no idea what I'm talking about and you're like 24 years old. I'm just telling you, it was a great commercial. Where's Aaron Rodgers getting this crazy behavior, this diva antics, this make me the story and I want to retire and I want to trade and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to go on this YouTube show every week that Pat McAfee has and like, where's he getting this from? He learned by watching Brett Favre, guys. What do you think Brett Favre was late career? It's weird. These guys know when the music stops, the career's over, the adulation is not there. Listen, I don't know what it's like to have 80,000 people cheering for you at Lambeau Field for, I don't know what, over a decade? It's got to be kind of like a drug, right? You're just used to it. You go out to preseason and you go to camp in August and everybody loves you. Oh my gosh, the fans are there and they're chanting your name and cheering for you. And like, it feels personal. It just is an awesome feeling. Everybody loves you. Yeah, I mean, you experience that long enough, I think you start to believe your own hype. No? Yeah, it's just normal. And I did. The one thing about TV, somebody mentioned to me before I took the job at Fox back in 2016. I talked to a couple people, bounced it off. Like, hey, man, what can I expect? What's this like? And they were like, well, listen, LA's totally different. Make sure you're not going out all the time. You got a family at home. Keep it that way. And, you know, be careful who you believe. And, oh, by the way, when you start getting free stuff left and right, don't think your shit doesn't stink. You're still just a regular dude. Because people are going to come, oh, hey, where my stuff? Hey, do you want this free stuff? And it's been weird since I started on The Hurt. Now, listen, I've been at FS1 since 2016. And, yeah, there were some cool free things that came my way. And there were some really good parties. And it's been awesome. But I think I've kept a level head. Now you get The Herd stuff happening, and it's just a little different. I'll just give you a small window. So I coach my daughter in basketball and my son in basketball this season. And I go to the games, and, you know, it's sports. So a lot of the parents are sports fans. And they'll see me and come up. And, I mean, it's parents I don't know. And they're like, hey, J-Mac, love you. Love you on The Herd. And, you know, my daughter's there and we laugh about it. It's like funny. And before her game this weekend, you know, we show up 15 minutes early because I'm a nerd and I tell everybody, hey, players, we got to show up early so we're ready to practice and we'll work out and do some drills and blah, blah, blah. So we go to the game before us. Vince Vaughn's kid is playing in the game and, you know, he's on the sideline and everybody's kind of like hushed tones and saying stuff. And I could totally see how, for a star of that caliber, oh my gosh, he's going to get that everywhere he goes. Everybody notices him and stares at him. It's just a weird vibe. I don't feel anything close to that, obviously, being on a sports show that isn't it's a popular sports show. It's probably the number one radio show on television. I don't know how many are on TV. It's a fairly big show, but I'm at the point now where I'm coaching my kids, and I get into it. I love basketball. You guys know I'm passionate. I get into it. And I had this moment this Sunday where my son's team was playing my buddy's team, and they're very good, and we're very good, and I did not want to lose this game. Because the last time we played, I think it was fourth grade, but when the season was canceled due to COVID, he had a great defensive strategy and beat me. And I was, oh man, I was seething. And he listens to the podcast. He's a Lions fan. At any rate, I was not losing this game, so I was super into it. And at one point, I looked at, like, the crowd, and there's not a crowd. It's parents and some grandparents and some friends from school. They're rooting for their kids. And, you know, you make eye contact with these people, and you're like, damn, what if this person, and it's not going to happen, what if this person got a video of me acting like a lunatic on the sideline? Or I'm sure you guys have seen the Robert Horry video from over the weekend. He was at a basketball game. I don't know where it was, but the video went around on the internet. Robert Horry, now he's 6'9", I think 7-time NBA champ. He's a large, imposing individual. And he was riding the refs, like cupping his hands. Ref, you suck. Like, the video's like, dude, dial it back. And he ended up getting ejected. And you guys remember Eddie House came on here and told me he got ejected, like literally thrown out of the gym. Get out of here. Like, I can't have that stuff happen. I just can't. Not in front of my kids. I would be humiliated. I'm embarrassed. Now, just think for a moment. Aaron Rodgers. In Green Bay, you know, people like him. I don't think he spends his summers in Green Bay. You move to New York, what's the spotlight going to be like for Aaron Rodgers? Let's say he has a couple bad games, Jets start 2-5. You think Aaron Rodgers is going for a slice of pizza on a Tuesday afternoon with whoever he's dating and some meatball's not going to say some stuff? These New York City fans are a different breed. Packers fans seem polite and Midwestern. I just don't know what to expect with Aaron Rodgers in that New York City cauldron, right? Does he have the awareness to shut it down? Or I'm sure you guys saw the Bosa video from Philadelphia this weekend. Bosa's brother from the Chargers came out and he's going into the stadium and he's this hulking Adonis. He stands tall over all his friends and there's these Philly jabronis just riding him, just yelling stuff. Like nonsensical, stupid stuff, but clearly trying to get a rise out of him. And eventually he comes over and says some stuff and he's exchanging words. And finally his friends are like, dude, don't stop wasting your time with this guy. And of course it gets the guy, these what these morons do. They try to goad you into stuff and then instantly send it to TMZ. So they are quickly famous, and you know, or you have 5 minutes of 15 minutes of fame, whatever it is. It's just, yeah. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a cultural fit in New York City. I don't think it would work. And I think a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, who's way more laid back, way more chill. Everybody likes Jimmy Garoppolo. He's always got this shit-eating grin on his face. He seems happy. You saw him smiling on the sideline when they're down 24-7 or whatever it was to the Eagles. Hey, man, it's just a football game. On to next season. I'm going to be a free agent. He just seemed happy. And I'm not saying he was happy losing, but he's just a guy that seems sort of unflappable. Jimmy Garoppolo, and listen, it doesn't help that he's got, you know, a porn star on the arm as he's walking around. So, to me, I think Aaron Rodgers is a terrible idea in New York City for many, many reasons. That's why when people were floating Tom Brady, I'm like, are you kidding me? Tom Brady? Get real. He's a New England guy. No way would Brady work with the Jets. Not to mention, like, I don't think the offensive line is nearly good enough to protect Brady. So I got to say, Jets Carr, Jets Garoppolo, give me that. And one more story before we get to the Lakers, who lost again.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
On Monday's pod, I talked about Kellen Moore getting fired by the Dallas Cowboys. Now, they said it was parted ways, but you could see it coming. Somebody had to be the fall guy. It's just, I kind of hate how this has become in the NFL. Every time the season ends, somebody, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, somebody is a fall guy. So they brought on Schottenheimer as a consultant, and now McCarthy's going to be calling plays, and Schottenheimer's probably going to be like the OC who is, I don't know what you're doing if you're not calling plays, but nevertheless, within 24 hours, Kellen Moore was scooped up, and he improved his life by going to the LA Chargers to work with Justin Herbert. This reaction by Dallas fans and the Dallas front office saying, boy, we just couldn't get it done in the postseason. Yeah, against San Francisco. Did you see San Francisco held Jalen Hurts to 121 yards passing? You see that? And by the way, that was Jalen Hurts at home. San Francisco was at home. The idea this Dallas offense couldn't do anything, that's not on Kellen Moore. You played San Francisco. Come on, you were underdogs. I mean, Dak did not play great. So, Kellen Moore's to blame? I'm just saying. It reminded me, because I like to make it about Jason. You know that by now. I've been listening for 3 years. And this five prior, my Saturday morning radio show. So, high-profile endings stink. And again, I'm just speaking on my granular level. So, you guys know I had started the website, The Big Lead. When I moved out here for Fox, I still did TV. I did The Big Lead. And then The Big Lead was sold from USA Today to this new company called Minute Media. And they have a constellation of websites, sports blogs, whatever. But, you know, we had a lot of traffic. So as this deal's going down, you know, I talked to the guys and they, you know, whoever, I've forgotten by now who they are. It was like 2017, 2018. And they start asking me, so what's your strategy? I'm like, well, you know, we've had a great strategy. You know, we'll tweak it every now and then. But by and large, this has worked. We do this, that, and the other. And it enables us to do this, that, and the other. We've got a podcast from one of the guys that's doing well. Our ad money on the P&L, we're doing well. I was running the P&L for many years. Things are good. I can continue that. And they were like, oh, okay. So, you know, ultimately, 2 weeks later, they call me back. And they're like, hey, Jason, we're going to go in another direction. When your contract's over, you're done. Thank you for your service. I never met these guys face-to-face, never even a Zoom. These are just phone calls. So I was stunned. I was like, wow. And this is the funniest part. Well, it was not funny at the time. Within like 6 hours, I get a call from Andrew Marchand at the New York Post. Hey, Jason, I heard you're out at The Big Lead. What's the story? I was like, so these guys at Minute Media take over the site. The first order of business is to cut me loose. And the second order of business is to call a newspaper and let them know that they're running the show and I'm out. And I was like, damn, that's friggin' cold-blooded. I was angry. And it's funny, I did at the time kind of hide my anger from my family, but I was livid. I started the website, sold it. It wasn't quite my identity, but everything I had done for the site, I was proud of. And they were just dumping me. And then I think they dumped one other guy who made some money and another guy. And they were going to do it on like a shoestring budget and all this. I was like, all right, whatever. So I tried first to land. Now, I had the TV gig here at Fox. So I was like, no problem. But the other guys, I wanted to make sure they landed okay. So I ended up helping them get gigs. And here was the weirdest part. For like the first couple days, I was rattled. I was so pissed. I'm sure Kellen Moore was super pissed on Sunday when this happened to him. And then a weird thing happened. I realized I didn't have to wake up at the ass crack out here in LA to get posts done. And I didn't have to collect links for the roundup. And I didn't have to do a bunch of stuff that I was doing for the website. All of a sudden, my quality of life improved greatly. And I was like, this is awesome. So initially, it sucked. And then it was awesome because I had more free time. I was like, I don't need to bring the computer to bed anymore, honey. I don't have to do this crap. And then it got better because Fox, which had decided to cut all their writing, said, you know what? We want to go back to a digital strategy. Hey, Jason, can you do some videos for us? It was like, you know, they dumped me in like October, maybe. I don't remember exactly when it was. But bottom line, just in time for the playoffs, Fox is like, let's do videos. I was like, sure, we'll do gambling videos and we could do gambling content. Yeah. So we start leaning into that heavily. And what do you know? A couple months later, Fox is like, hey, we want to sign you to a digital deal. Your digital rights with The Big Lead are done. Can we sign you? I was like, oh, hell yes. And so now I get this digital deal with Fox. I've got the radio show and I've got the TV show. And folks, I went in a span of, I'm going to say it's like 5 months, from being a little really down in the dumps and ticked off about my situation to all of a sudden, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Everything happens for a reason. I'm glad those ass clowns fired me from the website. It enabled me to get on digitally at Fox. And things instantly got better for me. I mean, it was outstanding. And of course, next thing you know, a year or two later, COVID hits and I have a digital deal, TV, radio. Then the radio one shifts to the podcast. And I basically made myself as valuable as possible. And here we are 6 years later, still at Fox, doing digital, doing TV, got the podcast. I mean, could I have gotten here without getting fired by the big lead? Maybe. I don't know. But I guess that's a roundabout way of for saying for Kellen Moore, I'm sure he went through a pretty crappy week. Waiting in the wings, McCarthy talks to the media, we're evaluating, blah, blah, blah. Then getting parted ways. Remember, they tried to bury it Sunday. Tried to bury it in the conference championship games. And then 24 hours later, Kellen Moore lands with the Chargers. Now, just think about this. You get an upgrade at quarterback. Yes, Justin Herbert's an upgrade. You get a better roster to work with. And oh, by the way, the Chargers OC, Lombardi, really had struggled. They did not like his offense. I don't think Kellen Moore needs to reinvent the wheel, but I think this is going to be a huge boost for him. And I'll tell you this, if he crushes it, and there's a good chance he will with Justin Herbert, listen, Justin Herbert and the Chargers, remember, they lost Slater to the IR. They lost Bosa to the IR. This team will be healthier. I think there's a real chance the Chargers in a loaded AFC could end up in the conference championship game. They could be a Super Bowl team next year. I mean, I thought they could be a Super Bowl team this year. The upside for Kellen Moore is enormous. He is in a better spot now than he was before. He needs to thank the Dallas Cowboys for cutting him loose. And I'll wrap up the pod with just a couple quick words on the Los Angeles Lakers, who were getting pummeled in Brooklyn, made a spirited comeback, and then ended up falling to the Durantless Nets by, what did they lose, by 17 points. Kyrie Irving looked good, Cook and Patrick Beverley. But I just want to, I know the Lakers are reeling a little bit, 23 and 27. Down there in the dumps a little bit. This is a tough East Coast swing for them. But I need to just point out one positive because, listen, it's a positive Tuesday, Jason. I'm trying to be optimistic. I loved that once again, even with no LeBron, even with no AD, Darvin Ham kept Russell Westbrook on the bench. He came off the bench. He played 30 minutes. He got a lot of shots. He did not play particularly well. 5 of 15, 17 points, 10 assists, 8 boards, 6 turnovers. That's obviously not going to cut it. But I'm sure Westbrook's ass was chapped that he's coming off a bench behind the likes of Troy Brown, Pat Bev, and Dennis Schroeder. Hachimura got in town last week, and he's already starting. What do you think Russell Westbrook's dealing with right now? He cannot be happy coming off the bench. Now listen, he played 30 minutes, he got his shots. But Darvin Ham sending a message like, there's no way on earth you're getting back in the starting lineup. That's the obvious message. Schroeder was 2 of 15. Pat Bev, 1 of 8. When your starting backcourt is 3 of 23, you're not winning anything. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm happy to see Lonnie Walker back. He is his game 2. He was out a month. It's going to take a minute. Austin Reeves is next. Folks, you can sleep on the Lakers. You can bash them. They're obviously not a great basketball team right now. They are 23 and 28, 5 games under 500. They have lost 3 of 4. They are in New York tonight for a big TNT game. LeBron and AD will play. Then it gets a little easier with Indiana. New Orleans is reeling a bit. Then there's OKC, and next week is a tough one. Versus Milwaukee at Golden State. That is a brutal Thursday-Saturday swing. Arguably two of the best teams in the league. I would say the Lakers have to win tonight against the Knicks. It's a big one. Then you beat Indiana. You get the momentum going. And if you can get to the All-Star break at like 10th in the West, and that's not asking for too much. That's not. 10th in the West is like nothing special. Sacramento keeps winning. But you look around the West, and it's like Phoenix can't get their act together. Minnesota's still bumbling. Utah's barely treading water. I mean, the Lakers, what are they, 3 games back of the 6th seed? That's it? So if you can get to 10 by the All-Star break, well, I don't think OKC can keep this up. Portland is headed, they're nosediving badly. And the Rockets and Spurs are going nowhere. It's a jumbled mess in the West, and the Lakers are in perfectly fine shape. That's enough for Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.